Holy smokes! That's that Fantasticor Four guy! That's the thing!
Shh, shh! I think he heard us!
Some of these guys look pretty tough, Ben. Hey, there's that bigwig, Ed Gardner. Excuse me, Mr. Gardner.
Well, 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 the world-renowned thing. I'm ecstatic you can make it.
I wouldn't miss this for the world, Gardner. Except, I feel I should be thanking you for this opportunity.
Nonsense, nonsense, Mr. Thing. I'm honored that one as famous as you would deem my Wrestling Federation's tryout worthy of your time.
Ah, don't mention it.
I'd like to wish the best of luck in the test. See you later.
Ed Gardner goes over to one of the officials of the Wrestling Federation and whispers into his ear.
The Unlimited Class Wrestling Federation's gonna get that guy and keep him. He'll be worth a mint to us.
Soon, hundreds of hopefuls assemble in a gigantic auditorium.
Welcome, welcome one and all to the first snap, or shall I say obstacle, if you will, on your road to greatness and wealth.
All right!
Roar!
Don't stop there, Gardner! Tell us more! I want to know more! 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 More!
I knew you'd react like that! But I must warn you all! My Unlimited Class Wrestling Federation will be comprised only of the very elite caliber of pro wrestlers. And the testing you'll receive to be in the UCWF will be grueling and relentless. So my advice is, look around you and see if you're out of your league. And save us all a lot of embarrassment.
A man with brown hair sitting beside Benjamin Grimm, the Thing, stands up and goes through his aisle. He is leaving the auditorium.
Hey, look at that guy!
Hey, you big pussy!
Yeah, time to go home to mama!
Benjamin Grimm, the Thing, thinks to himself as that one lone man exits the auditorium.
That took a lot of guts there, guy. He's probably the smartest guy here.
Everyone else thinks they've got what it takes to be in the UCWM? Good! Then all I ask for now are my first two volunteers from your ranks!
You got me, pal. Do your worst.
Yeah, same with me here.
Good, good, good! Your first test is to lift one ton! One ton! One ton! Bingo and Cheech, prepare the weights!
Oh, thanks, boys.
Anyone who can't lift at least a ton isn't strong enough for the Unlimited Class Wrestling Federation.
Oh, this weight is nothing for me, Cootie Weez.
Thank you, Mr. Weez. Please, next, please.
If Cootie Weez could lift this weight, then so can I.
That's two down. Another milk slop.
Benjamin Grimm, the thing, thinks to himself as he's sitting in the auditorium overhearing others.
Get it, you dummies. Because if there's one thing I learned in the Fantastic Four, it's to keep your flapping yap shut and save the bragging for after the fact.
Hours and hours pass, and the tests go on and on, slowly whittling down the room's once capacity crowd down to only a few dozen less confident applicants. Okay, next is Grimm, Benjamin Grimm, to the stage.
I'm coming, and if you don't mind, stick to calling me the Thing.
Yes, sir, Thing. Now let's see if you're all cracked up to be.
Right. Alley-oop, alley-oop, alley-oop. No sweat, since your weights ain't all there cracked up to be.
Bingo, Cheech, more weights, more weights.
Yes, more weights. Well, the more the merrier, they always say. Well, anyway, alley-oop, alley-oop, alley-oop. But I do seem to be, wow, do I seem to be having an on day.
And soon, after even more weights are added on,
got any more of these weight discs lying around you want lifted in?
No. Everything's... You've already surpassed everyone here. That's all the weight required.
Oh, that does it. Thing, he's phenomenal.
Yeah, me too. I'm out of here. Can't do it.
Well, I ain't licked yet. My name's Dumpy, Demolition Dumpy. And if the Thing can lift something like this, well then so can I.
All right, Dumpy. You go get him! Demolition Dumpy thinks to himself as he's about to lift up these heavy weight discs. Almost 20 of them here.
At least I think I can lift this weight. It's the most I ever tried yet. Probably still not the limit of the Thing's abilities. So think positive, man. Come on, Dumpy boy. Think positive. Positive. I did it. It almost killed me, but I did it.
You're in there, Dumpy. You're in. You've made it. And as for the rest of you in this room, if you're still in this room, you're looking pretty good.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Way to go there, Mangler.
You too, Dumpy.
Are we great or what? What? Beautiful man.
Not so fast there with the congratulations there, boys. The testing is still not complete. I'll need your signatures on these waiver forms before...
before we can go one step further. They simply say that the Unlimited Class Wrestling Federation is not legally responsible for your health from here on out.
Later, in a separate arena, Benjamin Grimm, the Thing, is standing in the middle of a wrestling ring. He is surrounded by the other contestants vying to be a part of the Unlimited Class Wrestling Federation.
All right, you ugly mugs. Are you ready?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Oh, yeah!
The Thing lost the draw. He had the shortest straw, so he's going to be first. Now remember, this is your final proving ground. All set? Okay, here comes the second hand, and...
Go!
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 Benjamin Grimm, the Thing, is being hit, punched, by all the contestants of the UCWF. They're hitting him as hard as they can. Vance Astrovic thinks to himself as he watches this from ringside.
I can't watch this. I know Ben's durable, but these guys are monsters. Where in blazes did these guys come from with all this super strength?
Benjamin Grimm is standing up fine to all this assault.
Holy Hannah!
He broke my head!
And he's just standing there! All they did was stand there!
Keep going, boys! Keep going! 3 more minutes only!
Benjamin Grimm thinks to himself as he takes a hard shot in the stomach from Demolition Dumpy.
Only? He says only, huh? Where'd they get all these guys in my league? I gotta keep cool all the same.
Nice shot there, Dumpy. Very nice. Hey, you kid. You teenager. You ain't supposed to be here.
I'm the Thing's manager. Yeah, that's right. I'm his manager.
That's all right, if you're with the Thing. Time!
You mean that was it? Next! Who's next?
Later, still, in Ed Gardner's office space.
Now, gentlemen, it's time to welcome you as the first string of the UCWF Superstars. A couple of unsightly accidents in the durability tests have unfortunately cut your ranks down to an even dozen 12. I say unfortunately because all 12 of you are more than qualified and capable. And my next decision has not been an easy one. The main event, the star match on the opening night. I've decided it will pit Demolition Dumpy versus the Thing.
We'll be right back. all the wrestlers who are now in the UCWF leave Ed Garner's office one by one.
That's all for now, gentlemen. And again, congratulations to you all.
Before the last one leaves, he is Demolition Dumpy. Ed Garner stops him at the door.
Hang on there, Dumpy. I'd like to make a small business proposal to you. And to you alone. Alone. I have never asked a wrestler anything like this in all my years in the fight game.
Spit it out, Garner.
Dumpy, I need your help in making the UCWF a smash hit.
What do I got to do, Garner?
I want you to throw the fight with the thing. I believe all this money should cover you nicely.
Ed Garner pulls out a wad of cash. A big wad of cash. We'll return with The Thing, number 28, after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. Okay, let's go look for ads. Oh, found one right away. Did I just one before? Oh, boy. Maybe you're taking hits on the head yourself. Well, we'll only know until I do it, so get ready for this. This could be a product that is very tasty, yet it could really rot your teeth every time I eat it, I think. Man, am I rotting my teeth. What am I talking about? Let's check this out. Tootsie Roll! Swap-a-joke sweepstakes! Inside specially marked wrappers, 25,000 available prizes! Win a Schwinn bike! Collect jokes numbered 1 through 36! Win a jog-along stereo headset! Collect jokes numbered 1 through 18! Here's an example of a joke! Joke number 5!
Corky, what do you treat a hog's sore throat? How do you treat a hog's sore throat?
Porky!
With ointment. Oink, 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 oink.
Tootsie Roll, Swap-a-Joke Sweepstakes. Inside specially marked wrappers, 25,000 available prizes. Tootsie Roll!
Tootsie Roll!
Okay. Yeah, a Schwinn bike. It's like those BMX. It's like a BMX bike, but it doesn't exactly look like a BMX bike. And then, of course, the jog along stereo. That's like, yeah, you know, a Walkman. A Walkman. Say something like that to someone really young. What's a Walkman? And they're like, what? I don't know. I don't know enough young people, so maybe I don't know. Oh, got ahead of myself here. All right. You've had to have seen one of the cartoons of this toy franchise. Who are they? On video cassette, The Transformers, More Than Meets the Eye. $24.95 suggested list price. On video cassette, The Transformers, from Family Home Entertainment. Okay. All right, we are going to motor on from that. Okay. Oh, I know where the other ads are. Uh-oh. See, I told you earlier that the cover fell off. Yes, the cover fell off. So, the cover's... It's right here. It's
across the desk from me. All right, let's do this. Oh, this was a comic book event series I was very interested in when I was just a young teenager. Okay, what is it? I will show you.
The war continues as the Beyonder sinks into depths of despair. Now, while he is at his most vulnerable, the heroes of our universe have their chance. Perhaps their only chance. Secret Wars 2, number 5 in a 9-issue limited series. It begins in Secret Wars 2, number 5, and continues in The Thing, number 30. Doctor Strange, number 74, and Fantastic Four, number 285. You won't want to miss a single issue. The war continues. Secret Wars 2.
Secret Wars 2. Who is the Beyonder? Check out Wikipedia. They've never brought him back. The Beyonder character in Marvel's. It was kind of an event of, and it was like some big like across the whole comic book. How do I explain this? It was an event series all across the comic book franchise that really didn't pan out. It struck out pretty much. It did. Nobody liked it, except me. But you can't make a dollar off only one person liking one thing. So there you go. Last ad. Did you buy shoes like these? What am I talking about? Oh, sorry, got the wrong sound there.
Start your own rip-offs, gang! Rip-offs! They're sporty athletic shoes in a variety of styles and awesome colors! Each pair comes with 4 different Velcro-backed colorful stickers that you can put on and rip off special spots on each shoe! You can choose from over 500 more stickers from the catalog that comes with each pair. So, you can buy the ones you want and swap them around! Here's a super $2 savings on your first rip-off sneakers offer. Rip-offs! The only crime is not having them!
I've never worn rip-off shoes. Have you? I wonder if that's just an American product. I wonder. All right, let's go back to our comic book. Let's do that.
We now return to The Thing, number 28. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg.
I've never asked a pro wrestler anything like this in my whole dire years in the fight game.
Speed it out, Garner.
Dumpy, I need your help in making the UCWF a smash hit.
What do I do, Garner?
I want you to throw the fight with the Thing. I believe this money should cover you nicely.
Outside the office, Vance Astrovic hears of the dealings that Ed Garner is making with Demolition Dumpy.
I simply cannot have a former member of the Fantastic Four go down on opening night. The public loves him too much.
Holy.
Benjamin Grimm, the Thing, approaches Vance Astrovik.
Hey, Squirt. I've got some news for you. I made it. I'm first string.
Yeah, that's swell, Ben.
Vance Astrovik thinks to himself,
if I tell Ben what I just heard, he'll flip out and end up quitting again. He can't go quitting all the time. I better keep my mouth shut.
Hey, what's wrong with you, kiddo? You look all goofy and stuff. What you got on your mind?
Nothing, Ben. I swear.
Vance, I know you better than that. Vance.
Well, it's like this.
And inside of Ed Garner's office.
You keep your bread. You keep it. I still ain't convinced about all of this.
I'll tell you what, Dumpy. I'll make it all up to you later. Easier matches, bigger cuts, beautiful women.
Benjamin Grimm, the Thing, enters Ed Garner's office.
Garner. If what I just heard is true, I'm about to start wrestling right here, right now, using your head as a bell. What's all this about fixing the match?
Demolition Dumpy thinks to himself as he watches the interaction between the Thing and Ed Garner.
All right, Thing. Ed Garner knew you wouldn't go for this. So now that you know, I'll get to kick your butt all the way back to New York. I won't go light on you.
You are listening to a reading of The Thing, number 28, October, the year 1985.
We'll be right back. 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Comic Book Radio Theater, this is CKUW. and inside Ed Garner's office space.
You keep the bread, Garner. I still ain't convinced about doing this.
I tell you, Dumpy, I'm making up to you later. Easier matches, bigger cuts, beautiful women.
The Thing enters Ed Garner's office.
Gardner! Gardner! Gardner!
Uh-oh!
If what I just heard is true, I'm about to start wrestling right here, right now, using your head as the bell. What's all this about fixing the match?
Demolition Dumpy thinks to himself as he watches the interaction between The Thing and Ed Garner.
All right, Thing. Garner knew you wouldn't go for this. So now you know that I'll get to kick your butt all the way back to New York City. And I'm not letting up. Lay off him, Thing. It was just all talk, and nothing happened.
Well, at least one of you mugs are thinking straight. But I still ain't glad to hear about you, Garner.
You must see it from my point of view, Thing. I need this to work out. I'm desperate to keep.
Don't you do it, Garner. Don't you do it.
Ed Garner pulls out a stack of dollar bills and puts it in front of the Thing's face.
You did it. You did it. I'm walking.
Vance Astrovic enters Ed Garner's office and says this to The Thing.
You walk now, and this will be the third time you quit something in the past 2 months.
The Thing, Benjamin Grimm, thinks to himself.
The kid's got a good point there. And I'm really, really wanted to make something of this gig, too. So do I chuck it all because the guy's a crook? Or do I stay and let my integrity be messed with?
Thing, you ain't the only one unhappy about this deal. I've never thrown a fight in my life, and I'm not about to start now.
Good.
But if you want a fair fight, brother, I'll give you the fairest fight you've ever lost.
Thing, you've got to realize, I'm not an evil, corrupt man. But my wrestling federation has to work. It just has to work. I was just concerned.
Okay, Gardner. You've made your point. Now I'll make mine. The Unlimited Class Wrestling Federation is gonna work. And be a success because it's legit. Not because The Thing wins or loses, but because it's no holds barred wrestling on the up and up. You hear that, Garner? The Thing don't join no crooked teams. And the UCWF is going straight. Or it ain't going at all, you hear me, Gardner?
2 weeks later in front of a packed Madison Square Garden. In a house of the celebrated, the curious, and a few of the sadistic.
Ladies and gentlemen, in this corner, all the way from Yancey Street and the Fantastic Four, weighing 508 pounds, the blue-eyed, ever-loving Thing! Lines of Manchester, England, weighing 396 pounds, Demolition Dumpy! Welcome one and all to Unlimited Class Wrestling Federation! Now let the match begin!
Good luck, chump!
Same to you!
And a bell is about to chime to signify the beginning of this all-important match.
I'm really glad you caught Garner there, Thing. Now I can trash you without guilty feelings. No guilt at all.
You know something, you're funny, Dumpy. I figured since you ain't gonna be throwing this fight, you ain't gonna be throwing this one. I'll be throwing you instead.
The Thing throws Demolition Dumpy towards the far ropes. Demolition Dumpy thinks to himself while in mid-flight.
Whoa, his style is crude. But he sure got me this time.
Demolition Dumpy bends off the ropes and he thinks to himself,
maybe I could turn this into my advantage.
Demolition Dumpy springs off the rope. Demolition Dumpy thinks to himself,
it'll work. Bouncing off the ropes, I can really do some damage in this federation. When you consider the speed a guy like the Thing can send you into them.
Nice shot there, Demolition. But you gotta do me in one shot. Boy, you're asking for one of my nice shots. Now hold still, I'm gonna jump on ya. So I can make with some real demolitionizing. Ah. Hey, you moved!
So a dead Thing, but a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. And right now, I gotta do this.
Oh, the old leapfrog routine, hey? Oh, well, I ain't going for that.
Voting for that old one, huh? Contrary to your plans, pal, you just did.
Demolition Dumpy gets behind the Thing and puts on a rear choke on him. A rear choke hold on him.
Now smile for all the customers that paid to see the guy. They kicked out of the Fantastic Four. I said smile, Ben Grimm. They're smiling at you. Ha! Some of them are even laughing.
Benjamin Grimm, the Thing, flips Demolition Dumpy over and throws him across the ring.
Psychological attacks aren't gonna work on me either, Dumpy. It's brute strength or nothing at all.
Demolition Dumpy falls by ringside where Vance Astro is standing by.
If I were you, I'd stay down, Dumpy. But you're getting up, huh? I guess I ain't him either.
Go down, blast you, Thing. I'll never go down.
The Thing and Demolition Dumpy are running so fast right at each other.
You should have read the rule book, Dumpy. You see, you gotta put me down.
That's exactly what I intend to do, you big orange pile of rocks.
Hey, 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 no fish, no fish.
The Thing and Demolition Dumpy smash into each other. And they bounce off each other. They bounce off the wrestling ring ropes.
Everything about this Unlimited Class Wrestling Federation stretches the boundaries of what this awestruck audience thought pro wrestling could be. The immensity of the wrestlers themselves, the power they've displayed, their perseverance. But nothing can compare with the anticipation of the combatants' final attack on each other. The room falls silent, save for the sound of rushing wind. Until that sound is exchanged for a thunderous... And one wrestler gets up after many long seconds, and that wrestler... And that wrestler is...
The winner and new champion, The Thing!
Slowly, Demolition Dumpy rises, and Ben offers him his hand, and the Unlimited Class Wrestling Federation is supplied with its very first glorious moment. The crowd cheers wildly as the UCWF is welcomed into the hearts of all sports fans across America. Ben Grimm welcomes in the cheers to his own heart. The end.
Next issue, Gator. All right. You have just listened to a reading of The Thing, number 28, October, the year 1985.
Comes crashing down and it hurts inside. can't believe that's for Wyndham and Rotundo. Derringer, you should have buried yourself and stayed buried.
Ah, come on, just eat your heart out.
Oh, speaking of eat your heart out, that happens to be the title of our next cut, Jesse Ventura.
That's right. Eat your heart out, Rick Springfield. By the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Now there is true talent.
Let's hear true talent. You ready for it, Gene?
I think so.
Yeah.